Good morning. We're today with Chayyadim, Klach of Hay Simon Gimel. So now he's moved away from the question. The person has to use the bathroom, but a person has to pass gas. The English word for that is to flatulate. If a person is able to control that, the person should not release gas during Shemoneh Esrei. That is not a proper derech eretz to the tefillah. So if a person can control that, he should do so. Vimlav, if a person, the need to relieve the gas is so strong that he can't control it, so you may spell up a base. So if a person is having it at home, yelach lachuro of dalad amos, so he steps out of Shemoneh Esrei, as it were, he steps back four amos away from the place where he's davening. And we find in many areas of halacha that moving the dalad amos is like you're in a new place. The dalad amos is considered the makom shel adam. So beyond dalad amos is like a new place. And in that situation, he steps away from Shemoneh Esrei, he releases the gas, and he waits until the smell has dissipated, and he goes back to his place. And he says the following statement in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He has not spoken, and this is not considered a hefsek in regards to him starting over again. He will continue Shemoneh Esrei from where he was, but he says the following tefillah. Vayomer, Ribon HaOlamim, the Master of the World, Yetzartonu Nekavim Nekavim Chelulim Chelulim, you created us with openings and with hollow pipes, with the different parts of the body. It is well known to you the fact that we have elements which are embarrassing for us. We have this embarrassment while in this world, and when a person passes away, the body is given over to decompose, to rimetzaleya, types of worms. So this act that a person has to step out of Shemoneh Esrei indicates the lowliness of the human body, the physical degradation of the human body. So we acknowledge that before we continue to the Shemoneh Esrei. So even though he's saying a tefillah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which he normally wouldn't do, to some extent the Shemoneh Esrei has been interrupted in regards to the fact that at least that he had to step out and do this act. So therefore, he's allowed to say this tefillah. He cannot, but he cannot say anything else. Actually, one of the poskim grappled with the question, maybe he should be allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. If we're considering Shemoneh Esrei to be interrupted to that extent, maybe he should be allowed to say Kaddish and Kedusha. The assumption is halacha l'maisa that person would not answer Kaddish or Kedusha. He continues where he is, which means that he does not go back to the beginning of the bracha even. He actually just picks up exactly where he interrupted. It'd be embarrassing for him to step out of Shemoneh Esrei, so the halacha was not mechayev him to step out of the Shemoneh Esrei, so he stays in his place. So then in that situation, he doesn't say this tefillah Ribono Shel Olamim, because part of the element of the Kli Paseno is the fact that a person has to step away. Well, when he's davening B'tzibur, we're going to relieve him from that halachic requirement. We're going to allow him to stay where he is. So he cannot declare with a full statement that there's Kherpa and Klima found in this person's life. So therefore he doesn't say that. But even though he does not say it, it is appropriate that a person should actually think this phrase of Ribono Shel Olamim, etc. In a scenario, or some Zalman points out, let's say scenario where the person is a Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur, or a person is a Balkare, and a person has a very strong urge to pass gas to the point where he cannot withhold it, so a person would pass the gas, we do not require him to wait. Because that would be a bizoyin b'tzibur for the person to declare that he's done this action. It's considered a lowly function of the body. It's something which a person should keep private. So we're not going to mechayev him. So even though there's an issur d'rabbanan to say words of tefillah while there's a smell, and it's issur d'rabbanan to say words of Torah if the person is the one who passed the gas. Other people are allowed to learn when there's a smell of somebody who's passed gas, it has a bad smell. Other people are allowed to continue learning, but the person who did it himself cannot. And tefillah, nobody's allowed to continue tefillah under those circumstances. But over here, we're going to allow the Shiasibra to continue with tefillah, even though he has passed gas, or the same thing with the Balkare, even though he has passed gas. Have a good day.